The Wild Swans by Hans Christian Andersen. Far away, where the swallows take refuge in winter, lived a king who had 11 sons and one daughter, Elise. The 11 brothers used to go to school with stars on their clothes and swords at their sides. They wrote upon golden slates and used diamond pencils and could read very well indeed, so there was no mistake about their being real princes. Their sister Elise sat upon a little footstool made of looking glass, and she had a picture book which was the most beautiful in the kingdom. Oh, these children were very happy, but it was not to last forever. Their father, who was king over all the land, married a wicked queen who was not at all kind to the poor children. They found that out on the first day. All was festive in the castle, but when the children wanted to play having company and asked for cakes and baked apples to play with, she would only give them sand in a teacup. In the following weeks, she sent little Elise into the country to board with poor farmers, telling the king she had sent her away to school. It did not take her long to make the king believe so many bad things about the boys that he was very angry with them.
"Fly out into the world and look after yourselves,"
said the wicked queen.
"You shall fly about like birds without voices."
But she could not make things as bad for them as she would have liked, because they were good-hearted boys. Instead, they were turned into 11 beautiful wild swans. They flew out of the palace window right across the park and the woods. It was very early in the morning when they found their sister Elise sleeping in the farmer's house. As dawn approached, they had to fly away again, and they soared up towards the clouds, far out into the wide world, and settled in a big dark wood which stretched down to the shore. Their new home was close to where Elise now lived, so they could watch over her. One day passed just like another. Poor little Elise played quietly, but thought of her brothers often. Every day she thought of their bright eyes and how much fun they were. But even though they had been older, they had always found time to play with her and tell her stories. She missed them very much. Elise was to go home on her 15th birthday. But when the queen saw how pretty and sweet she was, she got very angry and her heart was filled with jealousy. She would willingly turn her into a wild swan like her brothers, but she did not dare to do it at once because the king wanted to see his daughter and knew she was due home soon. The queen decided to put a spell on Elise to make her ugly and evil so that the king would turn her away. She took up three toads and kissed them, saying to the first,
"Sit upon Elise's head when she comes to bathe, so that her hair may become matted and dull."
She said to the second,
"Sit upon her forehead, so that she may become ugly and spotted."
She whispered to the third,
"Rest upon her heart, so that she may become evil-spirited and mean."
Then she put them into the clean bathwater, and a green tinge immediately came over it. She called Elise and told her to go to her bath. When she ducked under the water, the toads got into her hair, face, and heart. But when she stood up, three scarlet poppies floated on the water. She was far too good and innocent for the queen's sorcery to have any power over her. When the queen saw this, she rubbed Elise with walnut juice, smeared her face with evil-smelling salve, matted up her beautiful hair. She made it impossible to recognize her. When the king saw her, he was horrified and said, "She must be an impostor. She cannot be my beautiful Elise. Turn her away."